The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Real estate investing is not get rich quick, but it's get rich for sure.
Ooh.
90% of millionaires in this country were created with real estate.
Facts.
Success is not hard. It's just that being mediocre and average is so easy.
Ooh.
So let me
be my rants and gems. Be my rants and gems. Y'all can do it, we discover. He's doing the kings and the queens, word to mother lie.
Alright, gem droppers. This is going to be a great episode for you guys. We got one of my favorite people in the world, but one of the best real estate investors out there, my girl, Atiya Blair. How are you today?
I am fantastic. So good to be with you both.
Listen, it's so good to have you. I Absolutely. Love seeing a beautiful woman that is investing,
oh,
right?
Oh, we Thank love you, it
queen.
Here,
right? Thank you, queen.
You know, I'm a woman.
Queen of King. Thank
so
you.
So for me, I love to see women doing it. And you've been doing your thing for a very long time. So Listen, let's get right to business. Should we buy or flip in this market today?
So I'm a buy and hold girl through and through, right? Yes, values are up, so you can flip and make a killing, right? But everybody's talking about building generational wealth. You cannot build wealth flipping property.
Talk to them.
Ooh. You can't. You can get money, and we all got to get money, and Absolutely. Getting money is good, but you can't build wealth. And I'm here for the long game, right? So real estate investing, and you know, don't let social media fool you. Real estate investing is not get rich quick, but it's get rich for sure.
Ooh.
90% of millionaires in this country were created with real estate.
Facts.
And so it's the way to go. And so I'm in it for the long game. So what that looks like is, so I'll just give you some numbers real quick.
Let's talk.
I have 5 rehabs going on right now. Mm-hmm. I'm at the tail end of 2. These are side-by-side, small multifamily, just, you know, 6 units, right? You know, 6 units, it doesn't sound terribly impressive, right? However, the number. So I bought each building for $50,000 each.
What market?
Philadelphia.
Philly.
Mm-hmm. Of course. Okay.
Yes. I put $175,000 into one, $150,000 into the other. So I'm all in around $225,000, you know, for both. And my appraisals just came in, one at $375,000, one at $425,000.
Nice.
So I have, you can do the math
of
on
course.
Equity. So these buildings are worth, you know, kissing $900,000. And I paid $50,000 for each, right? Now, I could have sold them, right, and flipped it. And I could have made a couple $100,000.
Right.
But these buildings over time, because of what the market is doing, I'll make an M on it. You know what I mean? Because I'm willing to wait.
That's it. You just gave us, you just gave everyone the game real quick.
Yeah.
Listen, you have to buy and hold.
Mm-hmm.
But what made you like come up with this strategy and how do you stick to it? Because most people want to hurry up and flip.
Yeah.
And did you make that mistake early on in your career?
I sure did.
Okay.
So when I first went full time, you know, I'm a recovering TV producer.
A recovering TV
Yes.
producer.
tell me, you know, I know all too much about that, honey. I know, were you then?
Yeah, so I, you know, before going full time in real estate, I worked for NBC News. This is my last station. I also worked for Fox and CBS over 10 years. And I just knew that that's what I always wanted to do. But the entrepreneurship bug hit me. And when it did, I said, okay, I'm going to flip houses because that's what I saw on TV. It's sexy. It's exciting. You know, you see those numbers. And the truth is HGTV, whatever TV show, doesn't give you the true numbers. It's something like buy it for $50,000, put in $50,000, sell it for $150,000. You may $50,000. No. So after you pay your realtor's commissions, after you pay your holding costs, after you pay taxes.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, Kiana, it was the taxes. And my first year as a full-time real estate investor, I made six figures, right? Mm-hmm. And you know, for every new business owner, that's the first goal. I just want to get to six figures.
Yes.
And I got there, and then when tax time came, it wasn't six figures anymore.
Nope. Oh no.
And your silent partner needed their money.
Exactly, right? So I said, I need a better way to do this, and buying and holding property, specifically using the BRRRR strategy, was the way to go.
So let's talk about the BRRRR strategy, right?
Right.
First of all, explain the BRRRR strategy. And second part of the question is, do you recommend this for first-time investors?
Absolutely. It is hands down the easiest, fastest way to get started with real estate investing with less money, time, and stress, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, argue with me. You can't.
Don't debate you.
Don't debate you.
It's undebatable.
Yeah, it's a major hack. It's a major gem, you know, as far as getting started. So BRRRR stands for buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat. Okay. So buy, rehab, rent, refinance, and repeat. So you buy the property, right? You're buying a distressed property. I tell people all the time, real estate investors get paid to solve problems. Properties that need renovating, they are a problem, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you buy a distressed property, then you renovate it, you add value to it. You rent it out, you stabilize it, then you go to the bank, you say, hey, bank, I have this new beautiful property, just like the deal that I broke down to you a few minutes ago.
Right.
Hey, I have this new beautiful property. It's worth a lot more than I pay for it. Give me a loan, right? We're leveraging debt to build wealth. That's what I know. When we grew up, our parents and everybody else told us debt's bad.
Right.
It's going to kill you. It's going to murder you. It's going to put you under. But the truth is, wealthy people leverage debt. And it's just a fancy way of saying I'm using someone else's money to make money. And so that's what the strategy is. So you don't have to come to the table with 20% down. You don't have to save up money for years. We all know no wealthy person's going to say, I saved my way to millions. It
Absolutely.
Doesn't happen. If it does, it's over like 30 years. You know what I mean? It takes so long. With this particular strategy, you can become a millionaire in just a couple years, or even in 1 year, really, if you do enough.
Can we really break this down a little bit deeper, though?
Sure.
So let's go through every step of the BRRRR, right?
Okay.
So buy.
Yes.
How are you finding and analyzing these deals?
Okay. So I love about 90% of my portfolio is built off market.
Okay. Off market.
Off market means that it's not on those websites that you're looking at. So the Zillows, the Redfins,
right.
All those websites. It's from wholesalers, right? A lot of folks are promoting wholesaling. It's something that I will never do because I don't want to. You know, wholesalers do a lot of dirty work.
Absolutely.
They're driving for dollars, you know, driving around the neighborhoods, calling people, getting cussed out. So I pay the wholesalers to do the work for me, right? And then as a licensed realtor, I have to be careful with wholesaling anyway.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, yes. I was just going to say that. So
you
now
can get in trouble. And actually in Philadelphia, they passed a law making it illegal for realtors to wholesale. So I can't.
That is crazy.
Really?
Because you want to know why?
Why?
Because realtors, you can make more money wholesaling.
Correct.
Than being a realtor.
So they
and like, so a lot of realtors were doing that. And so basically the law that they passed said something to the effect of when you get a listing, you have to list it publicly within 24 hours or you're at jeopardy of losing your license.
Wow.
Yeah, wow.
We may see a bunch of people drop off their licenses up in Philadelphia.
Once
they learn the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow a lot of realtors in Philly and I see a lot of flipping happening. So now we have the buy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Now the renovate.
Off market. So renovate. So it's interesting. So I just gave those numbers. I got those two properties for $50,000 each. One I put $150 into, the other I put $175. It is not uncommon to spend more money on the renovation than the purchase of the property. Because there's less competition when you're buying these buildings, wall falling down. I'm going to post them on social so you'll see them.
Uh-huh.
You can see the basement from the second floor. Like,
wow.
No floors,
oh, wow.
Ever gone. So I do full guts. That's another gem. So I do full guts on all of my properties because if you are buying a preoccupied building, you don't know what's behind the walls. And I do own several buildings that I bought preoccupied, but I get more calls on those couple buildings than I do my whole portfolio because I didn't do everything brand new from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So going through a full gut, it's not the easiest process, especially when you're in a big city with a lot of regulation. In Philadelphia is, it's just like every day it seems like they're hitting us with another requirement.
Yeah.
However, for the long term, and I'm in this for the long game, I almost get no calls for repairs, for things breaking. If it did break, the tenants did it and they know they have to pay for it because everything's brand new. Or if there's a system that doesn't work, like the HVAC goes bad, I just call my HVAC guy because he just put the system in. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I just call him up and that's at no additional cost for me.
So let's stay on the renovate real quick.
Okay.
Contractors, C-O-N, contractors, right? Give us
he
three
always
tips
says that.
Because it's a fact and she knows yeah. it, right? We all know it. We yeah. deal with these contractors.
Oh, yeah. yeah. Oh, I see it.
Artists. Yeah. So give us three quick tips for newbies who are looking to be first-time investors who want to do the BRRRR strategy
yeah.
to hire a contractor.
Yeah. So, all right. So I have a few. And actually this week, this one contractor, he really took me there. And I had to just bring it on down, right? Mm-hmm. One thing that I do, and so the goal in business is to hire enough, it's to get to a level where you can hire people to do the work you don't want to do. So
yes.
I just want to drop that, right? Mm-hmm. Of course, starting out, I wasn't making enough money to hire people, but now I have a buffer between me and the contractor so I don't have to speak to them because I want to be happy. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? All right, so when finding contractors, one of my biggest tips is you can go to a website like Angie's List, right? I like to call Angie's List like the Amazon of contractors because you have reviews from people like us, right? Real people. So the trick, though, is when you have an Angie's List contractor, because they give them grades, A, B, C, and once you're a D, they kick you off the site, right? So that's good to know. So what I do is I look for A-rated contractors with not as many reviews. For example, if you have an A-rated contractor with 1,000 reviews, mm-hmm. they're good, they know they're good, and they're gonna charge top dollar for it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're probably like a company, like a nationwide company,
yes.
where you're paying them, the CEO, the beach house, right? So you really wanna go for mom and pops people. So I find them A-rated with like 100 good reviews.
Okay.
120. That way you're getting directly to the business owner and you're not paying an extra $2,000, $3,000, $5,000, $10,000 to the middleman.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a really good tip.
Yeah,
good tip.
It's really good. Yeah, it's good. The other one is all right, I'm gonna give y'all one of my best ones.
I love
Family
it. Guns,
love it. Let's
family.
Go.
All right, so I pay my contractors electronically. I do not do checks anymore. And here's why. I pay them electronically with a platform where I can snatch the money back if they want to act like they don't want to show up, if you're not doing your job. So it's like, it mitigates all of my risk with contractors. I have been investing in real estate now for 15 years. I started when I was 23. 38 now.
Mm-hmm.
I have never had a contractor run off with my money.
Mm. Wow.
And that was before I even learned this strategy, but now it's impossible. And for, you know, because some contractors are old school.
Absolutely.
And they'll fight you on that, but yeah. they'll be like, I want to do cash. Do you like money? The yes. only way to get money from me is digitally. So I can snatch it back if you act like you don't want to show up or if you take my materials on another job or what have you.
Love it.
The other thing, so you asked for three, I'll give you this one too. Security. You got to always have eyes on your property.
Yes.
So I'll tell you, so it's a SimpliSafe system, right? So SimpliSafe is one of the few security systems that works off of cellular towers versus like an ADT or a company that has to come in wire, FrontPoint or whoever has to come in wire the system in. So FrontPoint, they will send you the system in the mail. You put up your own contacts. You can do motion sensors. You can do cameras. You can do glass breaking sensors.
Mm-hmm.
You put them in or have whomever on your team put them in, and it has this tower and it's loud. And so I give all the contractors, so the HVAC guys have their code, the electricians have their code, so I can see who's coming in and out of my property at any time. I can see if they left the job and forgot to lock the door or whatever. You can even do digital locks. And that alone, them knowing that there's a camera there, them knowing that there's a security system there, will keep them from coming back to steal, because contractors will put in the pipes and steal them. put in the breakers and come back and steal them. And maybe it's not, because I've had theft on multiple occasions, and maybe it's not like the main guy you hire, but it's his workers. You know what
I mean? You just never know.
Yeah, you never know. So I just save folks like thousands and thousands. You
literally just dropped
big gems.
Saved them so much money.
Big gems. Yeah.
Okay, what's the next?
Let's go to the next one.
So what? Buy, rehab, rent.
Rent.
So
how are you finding your tenants?
So I do... So right now, in the Philadelphia market, I am focusing on Section 8 or subsidized tenants.
Programs.
Yeah, programs.
Okay.
Because just, all right, so here's what it is. My tenants out in the suburbs where rent is higher, I don't have any issues with them. In the city where rents are like so my tenants that are 1,000 and below, and I really try not to go below 1,000. Mm-hmm. Well, I'll say 1,200 and below, because the majority of my apartments in Philly, like two bedrooms, they're going for like 1,200, 1,300, right?
Uh-huh.
So that number and below, I have, you know, sometimes they are in, when finances shift, the middle class tends to be hurt the most.
Great. Correct.
Versus people who are at a certain level, their money is good regardless.
Yes.
I think you guys understand what I'm saying.
Oh, absolutely. Correct. Understand what you're saying.
And so because of those variables, I don't want to be left stranded financially. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
I am cash flowing well enough where I can have a couple buildings where I'm getting nothing. But still, I'm in this to make money, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that's what I do. I'm doing subsidized housing there. And then outside of that, like in the suburbs, I'll find tenants, you know, Facebook Marketplace. I'll post the people sleep on Facebook Marketplace.
You know what?
That's a big gem.
I started to see it kind of coming down my timeline.
I'm telling you, Facebook Marketplace, hands down, the best place. So when I started 15 years ago, it would be like a sign outside, because you have the people who live in that particular, like if you don't have any money, that sign outside, people who are driving past that area, they work and they live and they play there. So they are going to be, you know, probably someone who will want to rent your place.
Mm-hmm.
But Facebook Marketplace is just hitting so many. I get more calls from there than anywhere else.
Facebook. Another gym.
Zillow.
Because she is a certified gym dropper.
Because Zillow was free. During the pandemic, they started charging $10 a week. Is it?
Wow.
Yeah.
To market your
rentals.
Oh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Zillow has changed their whole lineup.
You saw how they flipping business.
Yes.
They had no damn choice.
Exactly.
They
exactly.
had to bring in money from somewhere. Yeah. All right. So we got the renting.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
The refinance.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When everyone is on the same page, getting things done is easy. Make a bigger impact at work with Grammarly. Grammarly is your secure AI writing partner that enables your team to make their point and move faster. You can even save time by going from spending hours editing drafts to just seconds. Join the 96% of Grammarly users that say it helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Easier said. Done.
And it's most important part.
She said, that's the sexiest
that's
part.
That's the part I like. The refinance.
And you know, people
come
get so
CMG
afraid
the mortgage
of,
guy.
Listen, people get so afraid of refinancing. Yeah. So break it down. Of course, you know, MG gonna have to plug yourself.
I could plug myself, but I'm gonna let Atiyah do her thing because this is her time.
Yeah, so it's the sexy part because you are picking up. So when the refinance happens, I am picking up these buildings for $0. Whether I put some money in or I borrow money from wherever, it costs me nothing when that refi hits. For example, I'll use the same buildings that I was just talking about. So, you know, that $50,000 each, mm-hmm. I borrowed that. So that's $100,000. And then you have the $150 and $175. That's $325. So that's $425, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I just feel the need to stop there because I am not great at math. And I want to share that.
We got the calculator.
No. I got it. I want to take time to share that because some people feel like I'm not good enough to invest in real estate. Mm-hmm. And I try to share, like, just be real. I am not great at math, and I'm doing this, and I'm doing it well, so you guys can too.
I'm ready. But
okay.
I love it.
425, right? And So my appraisals came in at, so it's the 375 and then the 425.
So let's do one deal, yeah. Right? Just to make it easy and simple for numbers purposes.
425.
Right?
Yeah,
sure. So you're in it's actually, they have the same address.
Okay.
So they're side by side, but they have the same address.
Okay.
But the point is, when I did my cash out refi, the bank is willing to give you, on average, banks will give you 75% of the value of the property. So when that appraisal came in at over $800,000, mm-hmm. and I'm only all in at 425, mm-hmm. So that's like 600 and some change,
it's
right?
It's 600,000.
600,000, mm-hmm. Okay.
So I get to take home the difference. So I got cut a check for right over $200,000. Mm-hmm. And... boom. That's my money.
And you did all of that because you did the Burr method.
I did the Burr method. And so now I have $200,000. So here's the thing. I have $200,000 to play with. It was $260,000 actually, to be exact. I have $260,000. I don't have to pay taxes on it because debt is not taxable.
Correct.
And I never have to pay the $260,000 back. Because my tenants pay that money back as they're paying their rent.
Correct.
And over time, we're in the long game. Over time, I don't do any 30-year loans. I do 20. So over 20 years, and I'll speed it up because I make extra payments. Mm-hmm. I will have this asset that cost me nothing. I got this $260,000 that I can go now and buy another property with. Actually put in an offer on a condo in the Bahamas. So we'll crossing fingers.
Oh my gosh, congratulations.
And my tenants are paying for that.
So wait a minute, you said something I thought was very interesting. Yeah. Now. You don't do 30-year terms on your rentals.
No.
You're doing 20-year terms on your rentals.
Yeah, 15 or 20.
Explain why.
Well, it does decrease your cash flow, mm-hmm. right? But I make money other ways, right? Again, it goes back to the long game. And I want these buildings to be paid off as quickly as possible. And my personal goal is to have $1 million in cash flow, right? Because I know this might sound crazy to some people, but there are levels to this thing, right? So I'm going to keep it real, right? I've unfortunately now lost my mother and my father, right?
Mm-hmm. Condolences.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And I miss them every day. And when I think about them, it is a constant reminder to me that I have one chance at this life. Maybe there's an afterlife. I haven't been there, so I can't tell you. Maybe one day I'll come back and tell you. But I get to live this life once and I want to live it well. And guess what? I need money to do that, period. And also, I need so much money because it does not feel good to me to be living in, you know, we have two nice homes. I drive the cars, whatever. It doesn't feel good to me to be living well. And the people that I love, I can't do anything for.
Ooh.
So during the pandemic, I had family members, they literally could not eat. And they were like, Atiyah, I'm struggling. What you need, no problem. Like, it was nothing for me. You know what I mean? I had one of my cousins. He's like, Atiyah, I'm in school. Lost my job. I can't finish my last semester in school. And he wasn't coming asking for money. We just talk all the time. It's like, we tight. It's like my brother. He's my cousin, but he's like a brother to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, how much? You know what I mean? He told me, sent the money to his school so he can finish and get his degree.
Dope.
You know what I mean? So I'm already making more money than I ever thought I would make in my entire life. So I'm good. I'm going to make some more.
Like, of course.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And people go, why? Because I can. I just really want to see how far I can go. You know what I mean? But
this is my talk right now.
Yeah, I'm loving this.
I promise you, everything you're saying, it just resonates in my soul.
Yeah.
Everything you're saying. And it has everything to do with the one life.
Yeah.
Seeing how far you're going to go. But you figured out a way to say, I'm going to make this a passive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, passively make it. Because, mm-hmm. you know, we can't roll over the fact that you have an active real estate license.
Yeah. Yeah. I do. Two, I'm licensed in Pennsylvania and Maryland.
So So what's going on? What was the reasoning behind getting your license?
Yes, because I was flipping like crazy and I love my realtors, but I was giving them so much money. And so I actually did a six-figure flip and I got my license right in time for that. So I got like $110,000 plus a $9,000 commission.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? So it was just to keep the money in house. I don't use my license much. And then I have family members and friends that I use my license for, but I don't help people buy.
Smart play.
Yeah.
Play. Multiple streams of income and multiple streams of peace.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's what we're all about there. Rent and
all
gems.
Of that. Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
No, I love everything you're saying, and I appreciate you coming over and breaking down the Burr method for our first-time investors, because we get so many questions about, especially in this market, right? And that's why I opened up the way I did, is should you buy, should you flip, or whatever the case may be. But folks don't really understand the Burr strategy in a whole. So I'm happy that you really broke down every step in detail for our audience.
Absolutely, because I could have sold those properties and made a couple $100,000, because people look at the short term.
Yeah.
Guess what? When you sell that property and you drive past it 5 years from now, 10 years from now, you're going to be nauseous at the amount of money that you could have made if you just waited a minute.
So should people buy real estate in today's market with high interest rates, high home prices, recession looming? What is your thoughts on the current market?
Wait a minute. The recession is not looming, okay?
It's looming.
What we're going looming. To say, the alleged,
alleged.
Oh, the alleged recession
looming.
Okay. Pardon me, queen.
It's a speculation of a recession looming. And matter of fact, now that we spoke about it, what are your thoughts? Do you feel like there's going to be a recession? Then double back and answer this question.
It's hard to speculate. The market does have to correct, so it's going to correct in one way or another. I do not believe that it's going to correct the way that it did last time. So people are like, I'm waiting for the market to drop to buy real estate. I think that was a huge mistake this time around, because the interest rates have gone up. They qualify for less money, less house.
Yeah.
You know, so I think that, well, first of all, it's always a good time to buy real estate.
Right.
Now, the thing is, when the market changes and when the interest rate changes and the economy changes, that separates the real estate investors from the not so real estate investors, right?
Facts.
I can get busy in any market.
Sink or swim, baby.
Oh, I'm saying Tokyo-ish.
Talk it.
Sink or swim. I can get busy in any market. For example, everybody knows that lumber prices are up now. The cost of everything is up right now for multiple reasons, right? So after these 5 rehabs that I have going on right now, I'm just looking at turnkey. Right, I actually just put an 8-unit in Baltimore under contract, right? I'm just looking at turnkey. I'm not doing any renovations because it's so expensive, but I just don't want to stop buying real estate, because you miss out and you can never go back and get it for the number that you were able to get it for.
Mm.
So you just have to pivot your strategy. You have to have mental agility in business, but certainly in real estate to win. And so that's what I do. I just pivot and I shift. I don't stop.
Let me ask you this. You got these deals going. You got a how many deals do you have going on right now? Entertain us. And entertain us, because I already counted two. You got one in Baltimore, you got one in the Bahamas. You just slid.
She said five.
You five slid, rehabs.
Yeah, five enough. Rehabs. Two. Then you got those, and you just kind of slid the Bahamas in like an afterthought. I'll be calling you. Tell us what deals you have going on, and you know how this is going to look for you.
Sure. So the condo in the Bahamas, it was really, first of all, my husband's born and raised in the Bahamas. Shout out to Mr. Blair.
Shout out to Mr. Blair.
Yes. So he's born and raised in the Bahamas. And during the pandemic, we were like, we spent time at, we have a house that we go to on the weekends in the DMV. And we're like, we love that home. We're like, man, if we had a place on the water, we would have been there during the pandemic. So that's where that came from. And then, you know, we'll just be close to his family. And then the Baltimore project, Philly, it's really tightening. There's a lot of New York money coming into the market, a lot of LA money coming into the market, because Comcast built their second largest tower. Yep. Comcast brought in a lot of people from the Silicon Valley. They're like, what, a house for $400,000? That's free.
Yep.
You know, so the numbers are going nuts. And so I'm, you know, dipping my toe in other markets. So you have that deal in Baltimore. I am, a lot of my buddies get on me for not partnering. Everything that I own, I own. I don't 100%.
She goes, she on that Drake tip.
And they're like, don't be like that, sis. The reason why I do that is because I'm not investing just to be like, I got X amount of doors, right? This is a legacy play. This is a comfort play. This is an early retirement play. And when you syndicate and when you have 100 partners on one deal, it has to be split so many ways. That's one of the reasons why I love smaller multifamily properties, because of the control that I have over them, right? I can, you know, sell them real quick, buy them real quick. I don't have to have a board meeting. I don't have to sign, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I have control. I like control. We all like control over our own lives. And that's why many of us got into business for ourselves.
Absolutely.
So we can have control over our finances, our time, all the things.
Absolutely.
And so doing smaller multifamily gives me that control. I am now looking at like mid-size. When I say mid-size, like 10 to 30 units, because there's less competition in that space. The big boys are 100 units plus, and they syndicate, which again, I'm not interested in. And all the new investors want the singles, duplexes, and triplexes. So there's way less competition in 10 to 30 units. So that's where I'm going to hang out for a little bit.
I love that.
I love it.
Look, I love the fact that you came on here. You dropped so many gems. I love our new format, too. We're getting straight to it.
Listen, right? We done got straight to the point. I'm like, yeah. We do got each other number. I just want to make sure.
We're getting straight to it.
Yeah, you got straight to it. You got so busy in this episode that I'm sitting here like, okay, you have blown their socks off, and I know it.
I love it.
I mean, you broke it down simply, and even the Burr method, like, you can never break it down enough, and I think the way that you broke it down will help somebody.
Absolutely.
And that's what we have this podcast for. Like, literally, you got to tell people where to find you, you know, to keep up with your projects and just everything about you, my queen.
And then we need one more gem. You can't leave here without giving our audience one more gem.
One more gem.
Especially for the women, because, you know, you really advocate for women investors.
Sure.
You was telling us some stats. Tell us those stats one more time, and then give us a gem for the ladies.
So, sure. So, women make up only 30% of real estate investors. And if you count women who are doing it, you know, solo, that number's even less. A lot of them do it with a male counterpart. I do have an amazing husband. And at the same time, you don't have to. I started investing in real estate before we got married, right? Sis, you can do it. You can do it, right? And then women of color, black women, make up only 3.5% of the space.
Wow.
So even though teaching is a labor of love, I do it because people look at me and they say, I can do it because I see you doing it. So in my community, I have over 100 testimonials of women and some men too, who I've helped get their first investment property. So yeah, I love that. And as far as a gym, I would say, because I think people are sitting here watching all of us. They tune in because they love you, Kiana. They love you, MG. Mm-hmm. They're watching me now, maybe saying, you know, wow.
Of course.
And the truth is that success is not hard. It's just that being mediocre and average is so easy.
Oof. Oof.
Just
so let me.
Lord. Repeat that one more time.
She a drone gem over here. Good God.
Damn,
being successful
now.
Is not hard, but we don't get there because being mediocre and average is just so easy. And so what I mean by that is, you know, I started working on my business while I was still working a 9-to-5. Most people would just go home and watch TV. Or you won't take time to do continuing education, you know, or you won't, you just won't do, they want the success, but not the work, right?
Oh, yes.
And we all have the same amount of time in every day. So it's like, what you gonna do with the time that you have? They look, and I, you know, they're all watching us because we're in the real estate space, right? Real estate professionals, no matter what corner of that space that you're in, get paid big money because we're solving big problems.
Big problems.
A lot of people, they want the big money, but they don't want to add the value. That's how you make money, by solving problems and adding value. And if you want big money, solve a big problem for a big group of people, and you'll be wealthy forever.
Gem dropper. Certified gem dropper.
Certified gem dropper. It is hot in here because you done burnt this motherfucker
off. She shut it down.
It is hot. I see flames all around here. Look, tell them how to find you.
You can find me on Instagram at Atiya Blair. You can find me on YouTube at Atiya Blair. My team is like, get on TikTok. I will not be dancing and pointing on TikTok. you can find me there at Atiya. I don't do the dancing and pointing.
Me either, sis.
But I will educate you. I will share this information and gems. I love to. I love teaching. It is a blessing to be a blessing. Facts. And so I use my platform for that. So it's interesting. I talk about like all the things that I don't share. You know, like a whole lot of, I do a little personal stuff, but I'm really there to educate because I feel like that's what helps folks.
That's what you need to do. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
That is my goal. I think that it's okay. People always think that you should. I think you should share what you feel comfortable with.
Exactly.
But when you are an expert in your field, people are coming to you for that expertise.
Yeah.
If you don't bring it to them, they won't miss it. You see what I'm saying? That people can't miss what they never had.
Yeah.
But they're going to be so inspired by your words, what you say, how you advocate for women, how you carry yourself. Like you are a walking, talking, breathing queen that we are sitting beside.
So
and I am just honored to sit beside you because I can feel your passion for this business and for women. And it is something that we need in this world.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Look, thank you for joining us today. Tap in with Atiya Blair. Make sure you tap in with all her pages. Support her. And women, if she can do it, so can you. My name is Matt Garland, NMLS number 58700, but better known as MG the Mortgage Guy.
And my name is Kiana Watson, license number 317576, real estate broker extraordinaire. And thank you for tuning in to another incredible episode of the Rants and Gems Show.
Peace.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.